Knights of the Square Table, Dramatic Reading and Reflection, Chapter 1, A Story. "Yes, I remember now," continued Lady Verisk. "When I was growing up, there was a place that was said to have a stone that controlled earth, wind, water, and fire, and whomever held it above their head and said..." Verisk stopped, looked as though she were scanning her memory. "I don't remember. But if Affleck knew about the stone, he should know where the ancient tome was." Everyone in the room becomes puzzled. "The tome hold all the words to be said to activate the stone." The whole room announces, "Ooh," as if they figured it out. Clovis stands up. "That's it then. Lady Nina, prepare the airship. Sir Wildrage, you help Lady Nina. Lady Verisk and Sir Darkstrider, come with me to ready a plan of action. The rest of you, get together supplies for the journey. Rude, armor, weapons, anything!" Clovis stops to catch his breath. The room becomes empty fast as everybody is doing as their noble king hath commanded them, all preparing for the rough skies ahead. Clovis takes Lady Verisk and Sir Darkstrider to the throne room of the castle. "Well, what will happen if the stone falls into the wrong hands?" asks Darkstrider. "So what have we learned on this wonderful journey today?" "Well, we have learned that all Lady Verisk needs to summon Captain Planet is a heart. We have also learned that the replacement for food is Rude, and that the crowd is completely clueless to the meaning of all the words to be said. Thank you, and good night."